Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very pleased to have back on the program with us today, Perth Fire Chief Trevor Chofi. Trevor, always a pleasure, sir.
Thanks for having me.
And also joining us today, Madison Hainstock, who is a volunteer firefighter with the Perth Fire Services and also their fire admin. Madison, welcome to Lake 88.
That's great. Thanks for having me, Bob.
You're very welcome. We want to talk about a couple of things here. One of them is the Iron Maidens Lanark County Female Firefighting Camp, which is coming up in October. But right before we get into that, Trevor, we just wanted to address the need for volunteer firefighters in Perth and really, you know, in surrounding fire departments as well. People are always welcome, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And volunteers are a special breed. It takes a special commitment. You know, you'll usually see volunteers that volunteer in one thing. They do multiple different things. So they might coach the soccer team, or they might help out at this organization, or they might be a volunteer firefighter. They usually wear multiple hats, and and usually what it takes is the first step to getting into doing something. And then once they do it, they sort of get the feeling that they really enjoy it. And then it's sort of infectious after that, right? But it's taking that first step to doing something sort of outside of their comfort zone that usually is the hardest part.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned outside that comfort zone. These people get extensive training, and then they're right on scene. They're in the thick of it, aren't they?
Yeah, it takes some time, but we essentially will, you know, it helps if someone comes with some background, some prior knowledge, but we will train them up to essentially full-time firefighter standards. It takes some time. It could take up to 1 to 2 years to get somebody fully trained, but we try to work with people's schedules and make it so that it's not too cumbersome.
Madison, how long have you been a firefighter, a volunteer firefighter?
Since December of 2020.
And how is the training for you? Is it something that, you know, was both enriching and even enjoyable?
Oh, it's amazing. The camaraderie is fantastic, and everyone is so open to helping you become better. I came to firefighting with barely any knowledge, actually, of firefighting. And in the last 2 years, I've gotten up to my second provincial qualification, so my firefighter 2 level, and I'm moving on to hazmat. So there's lots to learn, and they make it interesting and engaging, and there's so many resources and people out here that are willing to just help you get to where you need to get to. So
I've heard that the teamwork is just absolutely incredible. You have people from all walks of life joining together in this common cause, and you've all got each other's backs.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. You want to trust who you're going in with. And not only that, but we get to go and do training as well with the rest of the Lanark County firefighters. So we've gotten to know, if we get mutual aid calls, some of the other folks on different departments. And again, we're all here to support and keep our communities safe. So it's amazing to meet everybody.
Part of that having each other's backs, Trevor, really does involve that training. And, you know, you have some of the people who have been doing this for years and years helping the younger people who get involved, right?
Oh, for sure. You know, and really we're trying to change it so that everyone sort of has a part in the training, but those firefighters with a little bit of gray in their beard and on their head, they really bring some knowledge that's hard to replace, that experience part, right? And that's what a lot of fire services are seeing, is that some of the 30-year members, the 40-year members, the 20-year members even are starting to retire, and you're having new firefighters come in, but there is a bit of a gap there, right? So, you know, we're fortunate in Perth that we've got a pretty full complement, and but, you know, as we go forward, it's going to be harder and harder to maintain the levels we have.
If someone would like to get involved, what's the best first step for them? I imagine it would be contacting you.
Yeah, for sure. I think any fire department, depending on whatever municipality you're at, I'm sure they'd be open for you to stop in or call or even send an email. I mean, that's how Madison did it. She just stopped in one day and she had her work boots on and she just said she wanted to learn more about it. And, you know, I happened to have a few minutes. I walked her through and gave her a bit of sense of what she'd be getting into. And sort of when the application came out, she applied, and the rest is history.
Yeah, and that history for Madison continued to the point where she's now working for the fire service in addition to being a volunteer firefighter. So you never know what career opportunities can come out of this. And Madison, you can attest to that.
Yeah, it's been a fabulous opportunity to be working in the hall, because more often than not, I actually get on the first truck. So that is a fun opportunity. So when the call and pages go off, I'm right there and ready to go in the hall, and really have been able to grow not only in my professional, but in my firefighting through that ability, through that time.
Now you talk about growth, and that's where we move on to the other reason that we have you here today. There's going to be the Iron Maidens Lanark County Female Firefighting Camp coming up in October. This is a pretty exciting opportunity to open up what had been seen as sort of a male-dominated profession and giving an introduction to it for young women in Lanark County. Trevor, how did this come about?
A fire chief is a little bit like a coach or a GM. And in my coaching side of things, the best coaches are the best thieves. So we steal ideas from other coaches and we share that knowledge, right? And really the idea came from Ottawa, does a week-long camp that essentially tries to empower women, let them know that they can do this. These is a bit of a recruitment tool. So I thought, you know what, why can't we do this in Perth? We've tried other things with the Fire Dogs fitness programs, the same idea. It was trying to let people know that, hey, you can do this. And it seemed like a fun event. And Madison was all keen to jump on board and help me out. And she's got a really good committee that's from all over the county that's put some long hours into getting this up and going.
Madison, as a female firefighter, what is it that drew you into it? I mean, you talked about, having an interest before, but what was there that really, gripped you?
I think the challenge, to be honest, the opportunity to grow in a whole different direction that I didn't think was ever something I would put my toe in. I never had anyone in my family or in my community that I knew that was a firefighter, other than maybe a teacher. My husband actually and I talked about it, and he was thinking of applying. And then I said, well, why wouldn't I? And after that, I just said, I can't see why I wouldn't give it a shot. And that kind of led me down this path.
That's like the perfect story, isn't it, Trevor, to inspire other women to get involved, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's, Madison was confident enough to walk in that day and just have the conversation. And it's so simple, right? It's like building a team. You need all different walks of life. You need all different experiences, and everyone can contribute in their own way. And it was, Madison's personality was a perfect fit, and she's been a great addition to our team.
What types of things can people expect who are taking part for this, Trevor? What are they going to be doing?
Well, they're going to get a little bit of taste of everything, obviously in a safe manner, but they're going to get fit for full bunker gear. They're going to go through how to put it on, how to take it off. We're going to get a little bit of an auto extrication demonstration. We're going to have our aerial out, have a bit of a relay race where we get to touch the hoses, spray some water. So a little bit of everything. We're going to keep a few things hidden for that day, but really it'll be what the comfort level of the participants are. So if they want to do a little more, we might expand a little more. And if they're only comfortable with starting with just their toe in, that's fine too. And if they only want to watch, that's perfectly fine too. And, we find with new firefighters, some people are super comfortable right away, and others take a little bit of time, right? Something with heights, some people don't like heights and they get used to it. So depending on the comfort level, that's what we're going to work with. But we really want to give them an experience that they'll enjoy and get a good sense of what they'd be doing.
Madison, I have a feeling that you're going to be asked a ton of questions that day. Are there other members of the Perth Fire Volunteer Corps who are women, or is it, are you the only one?
I am at the moment the only one, but we do have some other women from other counties, from our county that are also participating, and from BBD&E Fire Department, Montague. So it's great. We have some different firefighters also that fight in different fires, right? So Lanark Highlands is a completely different landscape than Perth. So we really are happy to have a complement of firefighters and some more women firefighters to take part in the camp that lend a broader scope to what firefighting is.
And it doesn't matter if you're a man, woman, or child. If you see someone who looks like you doing something, you start to think, hey, maybe I can do that too. So having those role models there will be absolutely a key to making this a success. And as far as recruitment goes, that's pretty much all you can ask for, isn't it, Trevor?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's sometimes just taking the first step, right? And that's all it takes, is you just got to take the first step and then keep moving forward if you can.
Madison, I said I wouldn't put you on the spot, but I'm going to anyway. What would you say to anybody who's listening to this right now? We want to reiterate that this is not just for Perth residents, but it's for anyone in Lanark County who would be interested to do this. You have to be someone who identifies as a woman between 15 and 20 years old, live within Lanark County, and have a valid OHIP or provincial health card. What would you say to anyone who's listening to this right now and thinking, maybe?
Just come out and try it. I find you don't know what you might be sparked by if you don't ever get outside of that comfort box. It's a ton of fun. It's super interesting. It's scary at the same time, but you're in good hands, and you'll get to meet, I think, a lot of other really interesting people at the camp.
Trevor, I'll leave the last word to you, sir.
I'm super excited about this this camp, and I really encourage anybody to try it. Personally, I never liked firefighters. I never understood them. Someone convinced me that I should volunteer, and since the day I started, I've never regretted it. I love every part of it.
If you're interested in doing this, you can go and register on the Perth Town website. I imagine it's in other places as well. We'll direct you to this one, though. Just go into the main website for Perth, go to the home page, then Town Hall Department's Protective Services and Fire Department. That's a mouthful to get out there. We'll put a link up to it on this with this interview as well. Go there, check it out. You've got orientation scheduled for October 14th from 6 until 8 in the evening. Then the camp itself runs October 15th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Trevor Chofi, always a pleasure to speak with you, sir. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Bob. Thanks for all you do.
And Madison, a great pleasure meeting you today. An inspiration to other people as well in the county. Thank you for being here today. And thank you both for the service to the community.
Thanks, Bob. It's been a pleasure.
Our guests today on In Focus, Fire Chief Trevor Chofi and Madison Hainstock, who's a volunteer firefighter and also the fire admin for the Perth Fire Services. We've been talking about volunteering to become a firefighter and also this incredible event that's taking place, Iron Maidens, which will, of course, be a Lanark County female firefighting camp coming up on October 15th. Again, we're going to have a link to the registration up on our website, lanarkleadstoday.ca. When we do post this interview a little bit later today. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.